WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. California resident Richard Yon Lee was sentenced to 3 years of probation and 100 hours of community service for his role in a SIM swap scam that targeted at least 40 people, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. 21-year-old Lee was additionally sentenced to pay restitution in the amount of $61,117.50 and pay a mandatory $100 special assessment fee. Cisco Systems, Inc. was the victim of a cyber attack, Bloomberg reports. An investigation into the incident determined that hackers broke into Cisco's network by cracking into an employee's personal Google account, which synchronized their saved passwords across the web. The stolen files have since been leaked on the dark web, which is how the San Francisco, California-based company became aware of the breach. However, officials say none of the data obtained by the attackers were sensitive. From CNBC, blockchain bridges, which tenuously connect networks to enable the fast swaps of tokens, are gaining popularity as a way for crypto users to transact. But in using them, crypto enthusiasts are bypassing a centralized exchange and using a system that's largely unprotected. This year alone, hackers have stolen $1.4 billion using crypto bridges. As the DeFi space continues to evolve, developers will need to make blockchains interoperable to ensure that assets and data can flow smoothly between networks. A group of 18 tech and cyber companies are building a common data standard for sharing cybersecurity information, according to the Wall Street Journal. They aim to fix a problem for corporate security chiefs who say that cyber products often don't integrate, making it hard to fully assess hacking threats. Amazon.com Inc.'s AWS Cloud Business, cybersecurity company Splunk Inc., and IBM's security unit, among others, launched the Open Cybersecurity Schema Framework, or OCSF, at the Black Hat USA Cybersecurity Conference in Las Vegas. Products and services that support the OCSF specifications will be able to collate and standardize alerts from different cyber monitoring tools, network loggers, and other software to simplify and speed up the interpretation of data. The hacking of SpaceX's Starlink terminals has begun, Wired reports. Leonard Wooters, a security researcher who will present his findings at the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas, was able to create a tool that allows custom code to run on the satellite dishes with only $25 worth of parts. Wooters notified Starlink of the flaws he discovered and was paid through its bug bounty scheme. However, Wooters says that while SpaceX has issued an update to make the attack harder, the underlying issue can't be fixed unless the company creates a new version of the main chip. All existing terminals are vulnerable. From Fortune magazine, between 2013 and 2021, the number of open cybersecurity jobs worldwide grew from 1 million to 3.5 million, according to Cybersecurity Ventures' Boardroom Cybersecurity 2022 report, which was released this week at the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas. The cybersecurity research company predicts that in 5 years, those jobs will still be open, even though cybersecurity professionals, on average, make well over six figures. The report is sponsored by cybersecurity company SecureWorks and intends to demystify cybercrime and cybersecurity topics. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.